May the Lord help us to commence our worship with hymn 738. Jesus, how heavenly is the place where thy dear people wait for thee, where the rich fountain of thy grace stands ever open, full and free. Hymn 738.
Let us read the Word of God in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapters 12 and 13. Romans chapters 12 and 13. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honour preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he that is the minister of God to thee for good, but for he is the minister of God, the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honour to whom honour. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbour. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armour of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfil the lusts thereof. May the Lord bless his holy word to us each. May we be blessed to ponder it. Oh, may the Lord so teach us. May he help us now to call upon him. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, O do hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place. O favour us to come, Lord, and find access to thee in prayer. Thou knowest we are in great need to come begging for help. For Lord, how we think of that question, and how we feel much to be able to acknowledge solemnly a need of thee giving what we need, for who is sufficient for these things? And Lord, we know the answer and feel the answer to the question. We feel insufficient. But Lord, do prove tonight. Oh, prove again, if I may venture to say, prove again to us, Lord, that our sufficiency is of thee. Do come, Lord, who knowest we're joined together in this way with our dear friends of the church and people at Swavesey, and now with our long years of our love to them, many times in going to them. And Lord, we would humbly acknowledge thy wonderful working in their midst and among them and in them over the years. And Lord, we pray tonight it may be witnessed again that they were present to bless. Oh, bless each one. Could it please thee to suit thy blessing to each one of the friends? And we know, as we have seen, there are those that are listening from home. And we pray for them each. And oh, may it be a blessed time, Lord, as we trust, we acknowledge it rightly, meet around thy word, Lord, we each have thy word. Oh, we should be so thankful for thy word. Thy word in the family circle. Thy word in the house of God, thy word, which we humbly hope we can acknowledge thou hast written it in our hearts, burnt it in our hearts, Lord. And oh, how precious it is. Precious because of all what it sets forth. Oh, of a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and God's love and mercy to his people. So, Lord, help us, bless us, favour us in looking into the word of truth tonight. You know, with how there was given a poor preacher, Lord, the meditation for this evening. Lord, you know, with the meditation he was favoured us with. And oh, I beg I may be able, by thy enabling, Lord, to pour out a little to the dear people, that it may do them good, that they may be blessed, and that in thy favour being blessed, they may give all honour and glory to thee, their great God and Lord and Saviour, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray it may be our desire to worship Father, Son, and Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, may there be the feeling, a wonderful feeling, power of the feeling of favour of thy love, Lord, the love of God, the love of Christ to sinners. Lord, oh, do so come. But Lord, as we were acknowledging, we feel insufficient. And much of our insufficiency comes because we still got the old nature. We still are troubled by indwelling sin. And even in this day, Lord, as we hope we can say our sides has been kept clean. But during this day, Lord, there have been those wicked thoughts arising within us, if one may acknowledge it, not that we would wrongly acknowledge it regarding others. But there now is what each one of the friends have felt and feel near, and feel need to confess sins, their sins before thee. Oh, here we do feel need to. We will be made honest to confess, to feel the sorrow of heart over them. Oh, and we trust that that sorrow shall be godly sorrow, which worketh repentance unto salvation. Oh, we confess our sins, Lord. We plead thy word wherein there is given wonderful encouragement for thy people, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Lord, show us, favour us. Favour us to be in and under the exercise of grace, Lord, in that part of us we hope we possess with a new nature, a new heart. Oh, do come thyself, dear Lord. Lord, our God, do come and enter thyself and cast out sin from us. And may we know thy indwelling in us tonight, in this hour or so, in thy favour. May we have real worship because of the power felt within, the power of love divine, which all loves excelling. Oh, may we know this favour, Lord, each of us. And Lord, bless the dear young people that may be listening. Lord, who knoweth them all, who knoweth one who has given one a heart of love to the young, who knoweth, Lord, we bear them up before thee, we think of them. We think of them in these solemn, very strange days, Lord, especially regarding their schooling and how they're not able to be at school, and Lord, the many things of this terrible time, Lord, and there is cause to come upon the world. Lord, oh, we know it's thy judgments. Solemnly we know it. And oh, we feel solemnly in considering these things, what there is cause to come. Oh, here we in the Church of God, we think of that word, that profound, solemn word, judgment must begin at the house of God. Oh, and if it first begin at us, and it will, it does. And Lord, when it does, Oh, it does make us to deeply, solemnly consider. And Lord, what we've been, we trust, by the Spirit led to consider, is that it should bring us into need of much confession. But Lord, we've not let our light shine as we should have done. We've hid our light under a bushel. We feel this, Lord, we think in a great way, even our beloved denomination has. Oh, as we're part of it, we think of the 62 years since they've just stopped one in our world career, and we've been in our beloved denomination and having, by thy grace, a spiritual mind and spiritual exercises. But oh, how short we've come. How I feel it, Lord. Come so short. Oh, so much neglect, so much shortcomings, so much sins of omission. Oh, we feel guilty of. And Lord, oh, yes, we have a few times written to our Member of Parliament. Oh, Lord, who knows who has helped us to. But Lord, how much, how short, how poor showing our displeasure has been. Lord, when those things were being enacted and changes made in our laws, we were, for the most part, silent. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, how sad this is. We feel it much now. Hear our confessions of it, Lord. And many of our friends that may feel the same. Hear our confessions, Lord, and help us to be more diligent. Oh, make us more bold. Bold to show the world who we love and who we serve and the principles of those things that are according to the word of God, thy commands, thy way that was so given in thy word, much direction, much there is shown and given how thy people should live. Lord, we've come so short. We beg thee, hear us, hear our confessions and help us, Lord, in these solemn days to show the world who we love and who we serve. Oh, to not be ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, how much we have. How much we have, Lord, even in our way in which we conduct ourselves in the Church of God. And now when we are out in the world, oh, are we, oh, sadly, mingling with the world, and they couldn't see much difference in us. Oh, Lord, it's a big question, a solemn question. Lord, help us. Help us to show the world who we love and who we serve. Oh, that there might be those that should take knowledge of us that we've been with Jesus and learned of him. Give us of thy Spirit, Lord. And Lord, among us in our churches, Lord, and knoweth all the hard things that have obtained. I think of so many things over the years. Of all the years we've been in the place of loving our causes, our denomination, and we wouldn't want to be in any other. But Lord, here we have solemnly grieved thee, even thinking and making it as a point that we think we're the people. Oh, how sad, Lord. Oh, we feel it much now. Oh, help us, Lord, that we may be truly humble. Oh, there was said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Lord, thou knowest all our many chapels that have closed, and now it seems that Manchester Rochdale Road will close. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, Lord, where that favoured beginning was with William Gadsby, and Lord, how wonderfully many souls attended and many were blessed. But oh Lord, oh how we've so come down. Lord, thou knowest, is there not a cause? Lord, help us to consider. Help us, Lord, especially as we do and as we have to speak to the young, Lord. Their questions may, why is it so? Lord, we do want to be faithful. and careful and prayerful for them, Lord, that thy church will ever be built. We know they weren't still building thy church in these troublous times. Oh, Lord, oh, we beg, for thy work may appear unto thy servants, and oh, we may be given to know and acknowledge how we have grieved thee. And Lord, we may have repentance, and Lord, that there was return. There is said, return unto me, and I will return unto you. Lord, do hear us, and do in mercy appear. Lord, we beg. Oh, we pray, Lord, for each of our accusers of truth, and all thy servants, Lord, that thou did send forth into the work of the ministry, and has anointed them for the work. Oh, those we know and love in thy name, we pray for them each and all. Oh, Lord, may there be the wonderful witness of the Spirit in and by the preaching of the word. Oh, that there was blessed the ministry of the word, Lord, in these troublous times. May we have more diligence and exercise and in love and faithfulness to preach the word. Oh, we think of the commission thou dost give to each of thy servants. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. And oh, Lord, how solemn it is and has been. Time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Oh, how much this has come to be, come to pass. But Lord, thy dear people whom thou dost work in, begin thy work and carry it on. They will hear. They will love the truth. Oh, may there be more and more witness of many that shall be brought to be truly witnesses of how they love the truth, love the gospel of thy grace. So bless our young people with this, Lord. Bless our friends, each of them. Oh, bless, Lord, many. And bring in from the highways and the hedges, Lord, those who have purpose to save. Lord, are there any in Swabersey? The dear friends have been exercised to give out the Bibles. Oh, may there be that good effect of thy using the word, applying the word to those who have taken the Bibles. Oh, and may there be even those that shall be solemnly and blessedly affected under the power of the word of God applied to them by the Spirit. Oh, and there may be those brought to come in to join with our friends. Oh, let thy work appear in this, Lord. Oh, may thy work appear. Oh, that it may be for thy glory, thy honour and glory. Souls blessed and brought to be in need, blessed with the teaching of the Spirit, the solemn things of conviction of sin. Then, Lord, the wonderful things of gospel favours, Lord, do work. Do work and bring in precious souls. Oh, Lord, as we pray in this way, we believe thou wilt do it according to thy election of grace. Oh, thou wilt bring thy dead elect unto Zion. They must and shall be brought to believe. We look for thy appearing in doing the work, doing the first work, Lord, and carrying on thy work, and carrying on thy work in the hearts and souls of dear friends, of the dear people whom thou hast begun in. Oh, do bring them into the favours of the liberty of the gospel in thy time. Oh, they may then come and testify of the joy and peace in believing they feel. They have felt and feel the wonders of thy grace, and to testify of their love to thee, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, oh, may there be many have their hearts filled and their cup running over and be able to testify what the Lord has done for my soul. We bless thee for what thou hast done among the friends in bringing one and another, Lord, and a goodly number in the past few years. Oh, we look for more. We think, Lord, of those 10 lepers cleansed. Lord, and thy question, thy holy, perfect question, was where are the 9? We know thou didst know everything. But oh, it's recorded in thy word. May many be brought to think of it, consider it, Where are the nine souls that have been blessed? Where are they? Still, Lord, not come out to show and testify of what there was done for them. How can they go on in this, Lord, in disobedience? Lord, thou knowest. Oh, constrained by thy love. Lord, we know the love of Christ constraineth us. And oh, there's such a power in it. It cannot be resisted. If they shall hold their peace, the very stones shall cry out against them. Lord, we pray for all our friends who know as we think of a number in affliction and those in tribulation and those in sorrow, Lord, having lost loved ones. Oh, Lord, as we pray every morning for all our friends who know us in this way, oh, hear our prayers for them. Bless them, Lord. We acknowledge thy mercy to one and another in bringing them home from hospital. Oh, Lord, we beg, may they go on to heal, to recover, Lord. And Lord, there are those, some that have been afflicted with the COVID virus. Lord, thou knowest, and we pray for them. We pray they may have a full recovery. We beg thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, hear us now. We cannot go on multiplying words, Lord, thou knowest, but we beg thee, hear our prayers, our many prayers we offer day by day. Oh, Lord, for loved ones, friends and theirs, Lord, souls that we are so burdened for, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, may we see thy work appearing and bringing prodigals back, causing them to return. Oh, Lord. Ere we know thy word is clear and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion. We are looking, Lord, for signs and one and another that we are very exercised for may give some witness that they are of thy dear ransomed people. Oh, if they brought us some into concern and they were brought into soul trouble, Lord, they would have much sorrow, but we would rejoice. Lord, thou knowest, quietly we would rejoice if we saw loved ones and friends and theirs in soul trouble, because we know the Lord shall ever be for the people of God our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. We're not saved by the law. We're saved by thy precious blood. We're saved by thy sacrifice, Lord. But oh, what a witness it is. When souls are convicted and convinced of their sin, then they cry to God for mercy. Mercy through blood I make my plea. Oh, God, be merciful to me. And Lord, each of us here tonight, we each need a fresh application. We each need, Lord, thee to come again and bless us. To assure our conscience of our part in the Redeemer's blood. Bear thy witness with our hearts that we are born of God. So hear us, Lord, for these things. Make up in giving where we fail to ask. Oh, Lord, come now, come and bless the hymns. Oh, this hymn we know as our friend announces it, may it be in the hymn that which shall confirm us in our things tonight. And Lord, bless us, Lord. We may sing thy praises from our hearts. Lord, oh, so come and favour souls. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 303. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, O, receive my soul at last. Hymn 303.
As the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the chapters that we read. I say chapters, a word in the 12th chapter That is Romans chapter 12. And then as we come to close, I hope we can look at the last verse in the 13th chapter. But Romans chapter 12, from the verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honour preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And if we are led at the end of the discourse, the last verse in the 13th chapter, that put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Let love be without dissimulation. Let love, the love that the people of God know, the love they have one to another. But friends, of course, the love they have one to another will be in Christ through what they have experienced. Oh, can we say what we have experienced of the wonderful love of Christ? I mean, this epistle, friends, we know there are the wonderful, tremendous, blessed, holy statements in it, especially the 8th chapter. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Notice it follows, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, Paul could say, from the law of sin and death, which is in my members. And friends, you see, he goes on, and love is the theme, really, that runs right through. The love of God, the love of Christ, the love that God's people have in return to Christ, when the power of the holy love of God, the love of Christ, is so in them and they are filled with it, it's shed abroad in their hearts, then they love the Lord in return and can say, do not I love thee, dearest Lord? And yes, you will be concerned about your idols, other lovers, other lords, and you will want them when you're under the influence of the Spirit, you'll want to be rid of them. You will not want to have any idol gods. You will pray, as one put it, tear each hated idol down that dares to rival thee. How are we, friends? How are you? How am I? We've had many other lovers and other lords of our dominion over us. But friends, how are we now tonight? Oh, friends. Well, this exhortation is good for us each, friends. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And particularly the first couplets, let love be without dissimulation. Oh, friends. You know, I've thought of this word a lot over the years. It was 62 years ago when the Lord stopped me in my wild career. I was, of course, a young man then, a young man involved in market gardening. And it was my lot to have need to do some various, make some various implements for our market gardening. And I used to do welding metals together and to make implements that we needed for a particular kind of market gardening. And what I learned, friends, was that you couldn't easily weld mild steel to nickel steel or high carbon steel the only way you could do that was by using a very special and expensive welding rod called dissimilar, for welding dissimilar metals. But what I remember especially is that when I tried to weld different metals, and it wasn't the right rod I was using, yes, you'd think you'd welded it, you'd think you'd joined it, but then it would crack all along the sides of the weld. Oh, it'd be dissimulation. Oh, this is what would so come. And you hadn't done any good at all. It wasn't strong, it would break apart because it was just dissimulation. Oh, friends, it's been such a burden to me of late. Dissimulation among the people of God. Oh, what a sad thing it is. What a sad thing it is, how God is grieved. You know God is grieved. We know God is grieved. He's very angry. He's grieved with us in the people of God and with the whole world. And he's visiting the whole world, and we included with his judgments. God is grieved. What we should think of particularly is not to point to the wicked and the things, the wicked laws that our parliament, our government has enacted. Though we are very sorry and feel very sad, we sigh and cry for these things, the abominations done in our land. We ought to look at ourselves first. Oh, what we have done. How our behaviour has been. How we have grieved our God. Oh, friends, it's a good word the apostle was led to pen in this epistle. Let love be without dissimulation. Within, oh, may it be real love, true love. There might not be the corrupting, the splitting apart, oh, that which grieves God even more. Oh, as we may have heard, we may have fallen, we may have backslidden, but if love is with dissimulation, that grieves the Lord more and more. It must do, because it's God's people being broken apart. God's people cracking up. God's people. See, that's what it was. You could see beside the worlds. Oh, though it looked good, but when it set, when it cooled down, it cracked. It cracked apart. Dissimulation. Dissimulation is the cracking apart, the breaking up. Dissimulation is the solemn outcome of folly, foolishness. I know sometimes I tried again in foolishness, but what I needed was the proper, suitable weld rods to do it that could weld two different steels together. You think of us all, that is so different. We're all different. We're all changeable. We're all so much in need of the Lord to bring us together. Oh, to humble us, to melt our hearts in gratitude for the wonders of his grace, and that we may have real love, perfect love. What is perfect love? Where is it known? How is it known? Oh, the love of Christ is perfect love. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, sin-born slaves by grace, and shall be winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. Friends, how is your love? Oh, I'm burdened over mine, sometimes fickle, changeable, oh, sometimes weak. But oh, when the Lord comes, when his love flows into our hearts and souls, then we feel the power of love divine, which all loves excelling. Yes, oh, the power of love divine, that will make us want to be together in union with the Lamb. We want to know and desire to have fellowship and be able to say, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, let love be without dissimulation. Friends, in much love to you each, I'd leave I can say that without presuming. The Lord has given me to feel much love to you all. Oh, the word from God, I believe God has given me, is to you all at Swavesey, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Are we personally, friends, concerned? Oh, that the evils of our hearts, there's such a danger of them coming out. And what sad things obtain, what sad things appear when the evils of our wicked hearts come out. Oh, we need them kept in, kept down. Oh, friends, we will have, I believe, by the Spirit's influence being upon us, we will have concern, desire. We will pray that we may abhor that which is evil. We may abhor it. We may hate it. We may have true hatred to sin. Oh, I believe the true hatred God's people have to sin is in the new man of grace. Oh, abhor that which is evil. You need it. I need it. I need the Holy Spirit to so give us exercise. We may have pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. That's what God gives. He gives the pure heart. It's not of them. It's not in them and of them themselves. It's God's gift. Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And when we see God, oh, what a sight. What a humbling sight it is to see God. See God when he is offended. See God in that way as he shows his grief over our sins. He shows his displeasure. Oh, then we will be made concerned to confess our sins. And oh, what a wonderful word, as I quoted in prayer, it is. So many times in one's experience, friends, it's been so precious, so wonderful to us. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Friends, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Oh, that we might have this cleaving, this exercise by the Spirit to cleave, to hang on, to hold on, to hang upon Christ, that which is good. Oh, everything is good. The Lord is the chief, is good. His love is his holy love, perfect love. Oh, to cleave to that which is good. Has God given you the enabling graces? This is what we need, friends. The enabling graces. God gives them to his people so that they are enabled to cleave. Oh, to lay hold by faith. Jesus Christ. Grasp him in our arms, the antidote of death, to know and feel his love. His love. Oh, how he loved us. His great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins. Oh, can you say, has quickened us together with Christ? By grace are you saved. Oh, friends, cleave to that which is good. And the Lord gives the arms of faith. He gives that spiritual gripping, that spiritual handling and taking hold of. Cleave, to lay hold of, to tightly lay hold on, and that which is good. Oh, everything is good, which is in the will of God for his people, which God, in the way of the working of the Holy Spirit, brings his people to be in exercise, to be looking for, seeking the Lord while he may be found, calling upon him while he's near, and thinking of any dear young people that may be listening. You know, you may be much thinking of your classmates, those you have to be with when you are at school. And some of them say very wicked things. They see a lot of it in the way they live in their families. Oh, we should be sorry for them and pray for them, that they may try to get you to be involved in those things which are their pleasures. Oh, may the Lord give you a real feeling of cleaving to that which is good. And this, I believe, will have in the way of God exercising souls for this, you won't want what they want you to have. You'll be able to reject it as God helps you. Cleave to that which is good. Think of it, you may have those things you know are good and you cleave to them. The word of God, the way the Lord works and teaches, the spirit, the way of living that your dear godly parents bring you up in. Oh, cleave to it. When you get older, don't leave it. Cleave to that which is good. But oh, above everything, the word of God. Oh, to love the word of God, to cleave to that which is good, the wonderful good in the word of God. It's full of good from Genesis to Revelation. Good for sinners. Oh, mercy for sinners. Oh, grace to help in time of need. Everything good. The word of God is food for God's people's souls. The word of God is they partake of by faith. They feed upon by precious faith. Oh, young people, does God give you appetite for the word of God? Is it to you what you need? Is it understood and known as food for your souls? Thy word was found and I did eat it. And it became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Oh, word of God, the word of God of salvation for sinners, salvation for the vilest of sinners, the worst of sinners. You may feel very vile and worst of sinners. So some may be brought to fear and Satan, the archenemy, will say, you're too bad, you're too bad, you're lost. But oh, the word of God is clear, there's mercy for the vilest of sinners. The Lord in his ministry said, come unto me, O ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, he called his dear people to come unto him. Come unto him, the Saviour says. Drink at my spring hair. Leave all your filthy self behind. Oh, come and feed upon Christ. Feed upon the Paschal Lamb. Come unto me. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honour preferring one another. I feel, friends, we've greatly grieved our God in lack of love one to another. I know there's been times when we have felt there's witness among us in the churches of real love. When people are ill, it is manifest in our churches. There is much prayer put up. There is real love manifested in the dear people of God praying one for another and bearing one another's burdens. But then there are times that may be intervening when such hardness pervades. Oh, it's so sad that such hardness is displayed in the actions of one and another. The dear people of God, we love all those dear brethren and sisters in the churches. But we feel so much sometimes. We left to ourselves. We grieve God by our hardness, by our hard and wrong way of dealing with things. The Lord knows. Oh, we want to cleave to that which is good and be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Wonderful when brotherly love is felt. Oh, friends, in this way, see, brothers and sisters in Christ, it's according to the working of the Holy Spirit. It's according to what God has done in each individual soul. Oh, bringing them to know a change of heart and being born again, born of the Spirit. The Lord dealing with his people. The Holy Spirit working to convict and convince of sin and then to lead to Jesus' blood. And bringing the people into his family. They're in his family in the eternal mind of God. They are from everlasting in God's family. But they're manifest in the family of God when the Lord kills them by his grace. And oh, how wonderfully it's stated. It's a wonderful theme. There's a family on earth whose Father fills the throne. And they're to men little known, but they're of heavenly birth. They are the Lord working, bringing them up out of the grave of nature. Because he has set his love upon them before the world. And they're brought into the family of God, the family of grace, the kingdom of his grace. Oh, friends, children of God. And to be brought to be manifest as joint heirs with Christ. Think of it. Be ye kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Oh, if we lack this, we grieve our God, our Saviour. If we, as we have to confess, we come short in this, it's grieving to our Saviour, friends, when we come short in this way. Oh, friends, the exhortation is needed. It's needed today. It's needed. It's always been needed. Oh, and we need to heed it, friends. Every one of us need to heed it. Oh, that all bitterness and clamour, as we read in another place, and might not be once named among us. Oh, friends, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. I want particularly to pursue this brotherly love. Of course, it means, as with the sisters in the faith as well, brotherly love. The people that, by the grace of God, have good hope through grace, and going on in their journey, their pilgrimage journey, with blessed favour, prospect of heaven, of being together in the kingdom of his grace forever and ever in glory. Brotherly love, wonderful thing to know and feel brotherly love, to love as brethren. I think of it. We know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. And what is this love of the brethren? It's some measure of Christ's love that we feel which causes us to love the brethren. Yes, it's the blessed feeling of oneness, one with Jesus. Oh, brotherly love, true brotherly love is vitally given by the Lord, and the people of God favoured with it. It's the affections, when the strong affections of the child of God fix on God's beloved Son, and you see, you love any others that know the Son of God as you know. He is so precious. He is the one thing needful. And as the Lord favours us with some blessed measure of love, the love of Christ, it must make us love those also who love the Lord Jesus Christ. You know how it's testified we love him because, how John so testified it, we love him because he loved us, or first loved us. Yes, yes, this is how the bond is brought to be, by the work and operation of the Spirit in the child of God. And they know the love of God, the love of Christ, and they love one another. Something very solemnly wrong if there's no witness of love of brethren. Think of it, souls who are brought to pray, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And then God in great mercy hears their prayer and blesses them, favours them to know and believe in Christ, to hear his voice, oh, to hear him speaking to them. I love thee. I love thee well, my child. You have one has one word, one has another applied. The Lord speaks, he applies to his people. It gives them to feel and know that blessing of his love. You know, here can such souls who are partakers of Christ in these ways, how can they have hatred to one to another? Oh, yeah, they should love one another. How can there be hatred stirred up? We know it can and will be by the devil. But how we should be solemnly concerned over it and pray against it. Oh, those who have given witness of the love of Christ, how we should love them as brethren and sisters in Christ. Oh, wonderful theme this. Oh, be kindly one, affection one toward another. It's the Lord by the Spirit speaking through the apostle with brotherly love. In honour, preferring one another. No room for big talkers. No big words, ready talkers. No boasting, friends. Grace excludes boasting. Oh, God's grace humbles. Doesn't make a person to feel they're important. Doesn't make a person to display this importancy, which some sadly do. Friends, we wouldn't point to their sin because we know it ourselves. But, oh, friends, oh, brotherly love. Oh, be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love in honour preferring one another. Oh, the grace of God will make us, give us to want to prefer one to another, prefer another rather than ourselves, esteem each other better than ourselves to be. I think of when we removed from Stockfold to worship at Ashwell, and ever so much in those days, it was heard in the prayers, may we be brought to esteem each other better than ourselves to be. Sad when that is not prayed. Sad when things come and, oh, that's left out. But, oh, may it be in Swavesey. Oh, I believe it is in Swavesey. I know it is between the two dear deacons. I hear it in their prayers. And you know, friends, the favour of it, the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. Oh, in honour preferring one another, not giving ourselves honour, but giving it to others. Honouring the Son, not the person, the Son of God that they witness as brethren in Christ. Oh, the honouring of the Son of God. When the Son is honoured, the Father's honoured too. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Oh, all those words and the prayerfulness for them, the desire for them, the exhortation of them. Oh, we know, we hope we understand what it means. But coming to rejoicing in hope. Oh, friends, hope of salvation in Christ's name. All what Christ is, or what he's done, or what he's doing now in heaven's high courts for good. Rejoicing in hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, that favour, if we know that, if we have that, if we have that sealed to us, surely we will be rejoicing in hope. Oh, so much to mourn over, so much to confess. We are troubled by our old nature. But, oh, hope that God so gives us to have. Hope in Jesus can repel the darts of sin and death. Hope gives victory over hell. Who can give us hope? Oh, God gives it. faith. Faith, he gives, who can give us faith? Hope is by faith. The grace of faith in exercise gives the child of God to have good hope. Oh, rejoicing in hope. Oh, wonderful. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Oh, friends, how wonderfully the Lord grants the graces of the Spirit to his people. Do you feel the favour of these in some measure granted you? And oh, is it given you to truly know what it is to be rejoicing in hope and patient in tribulation? Yes, patient. Oh, here we have our tribulations. We have our trials. They're appointed for us. They don't come by chance. But oh, the favour of the grace of patience that God gives to his people. Patient in tribulation. Oh, carrying the cross. Oh, bearing our infirmities in that measure. Oh, as he helps us. Pain and affliction, whatever comes. Tribulation, the enemy saying you're getting near the end of the journey. And oh, how that river Jordan is such a wide river, rushing river. Oh, the ways he tempts, he harasses. Oh, but patient in tribulation. Satan is permitted, allowed to make much of any trial God's people are in. Speaking to them, charging them in the way. You quite mistook the way. But patient in tribulation. The tribulation that God in his deep, profound will, it may be his deep, profound, permissive will, is allowed to come in your life. But patient in it by the grace of God. Patient in tribulation. And who can a sinner be helped and enabled, maintained in the favour of this, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. This is the secret, friends. This is the secret God gives to his people to help them, enable them to be patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Oh, prayer is the burden of a sigh, the falling of a tear. The upward glancing of an eye when none but God is near. And it's when none but God is near, when you're on your own. Your tribulation seems so much harder when you're on your own. When you're in the night watches, when you're in that place where you feel even afar off from God. But, oh God, maintaining your course, keeping your soul alive, patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer, begging the Lord for help, begging for mercy, begging for grace to help in time of need. Oh, continuing instant in prayer. This is really the only way for poor pilgrims to go, the only way for poor pilgrims to live. Continuing instant in prayer. Oh, the child of God passes along in the pilgrimage journey as they continue instant prayer. Oh, the many, many angry billows. Oh, the roughness of the way. Trials, afflictions. Oh, all those that are the lot of the followers of the Lamb. But they continue. The Holy Spirit giving us exercise, keeping our soul alive, giving us exercise to pray, to beg the Lord to help us, to lead us on, to keep us. Oh, this is it, continuing, instant in prayer. Yes, the only way poor pilgrims can go on, really. Pray, praying day by day, watching under prayer. Oh, only, one of the hymn writers says, only while we pray we live. We know that is figurative language in a sense, but there's such a reality in it. To really feel life and liveliness, it will surely be with prayerfulness and praying, begging the Lord to hold us on our way. They may on the main of temptation be tossed. Their sorrows may swell as the sea. But none of the ransomed can ever be lost. The righteous shall hold on their way. Oh, friends, if you think, well, the righteous, and are troubled that you are so feeling unrighteous, it means righteous in Christ. Those that are blessed and know the imputation of the holy righteousness of Christ, oh, they must hold on their way. What is done in them and for them can never be lost. Oh, it can never, grace once received can never be lost. They must hold on their way. But to come to the amen, friends, I want to just look with you at the 14th verse in the 13th chapter. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And of course, this is a word following the previous verse. Let us walk honestly as in the day, and not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife or envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Surely, friends, precious souls whom God has caused to know and taste the love of Christ, always given to know the love of Christ in some measure shed abroad in their heart. Can it be a question that brethren should from conflict cease? Oh, friends, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow his example. His perfect example, of course, we can never come up to. Not certainly we can't ourselves, but he giveth grace. He giveth more grace. And by faith, by grace, God's people are enabled, given of the Spirit, the graces of the Spirit. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it means by an open profession of his holy name, his purpose, his example, following it. Oh, we are sinners still, but if we've been blessed, if the Lord has favoured us, if we've known, had some measure of the love of Christ shed abroad in our hearts, this word should be heeded. That put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, make not provision for the flesh. The flesh, of course, you know, how it's put in the theme, the flesh dislikes a way. Your flesh does, my flesh does. But faith approves it well. And oh, friends, thinking of all what we hope the Lord has done for us, his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, and has quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved. Oh, friends, and can we acknowledge it, and with friends we know as brethren and sisters in the faith, raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh. Oh, no provision for the flesh. What the flesh wants, the flesh dislikes a way. Faith approves it well. This only leads to endless day, while others lead to hell. That put ye on. I leave it with you, friends. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Pickett will preach next Lord's Day. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Pocock is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 917. Cease, O believer, cease to mourn. Return unto thy rest, return. Why should thy sorrow swell? Though deep distress thy steps attend, thy warfare shall in triumph end. With thee it shall go well. Hymn 917.
Lord, do forgive anything that was seen amiss in our service, especially, Lord, in our poor preaching. Bless the word, bless thy people. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.